Hey. Sorry, let me get my armor on here. The microphone's falling off. Happy Father's Day.
大家父亲节快乐.
How was everyone this morning?
大家今天早上怎么样?
This is not my idea. This is our AV team. And I said, is this guy God or is that us? He said, no, it's not God. That's us. That's Darth Vader.
这个是我们做那个 PowerPoint 的人的主意。
So, happy Father's Day again.
大家父亲节快乐,再一次。
I really thank the Lord for all those kids that came in to give us these little Father's Day mementos.
我为这些孩子送给我们礼物啊,感谢神。
It's actually really not the kids. I think there are two ladies at our church, two women every year who think about this for us.
其实并不是孩子做的,我知道我们教会有两个人就是... 两个姐妹在每年都是为我们 这些事情操心。
Do you guys know what this is?
你们知道这是什么吗?
At first I thought it was a toothbrush.
Toothpick?
No, it's actually not a toothpick either, it's an arrow.
我一开始我以为这是那个刷牙的。
But it's actually an arrow that I think you're supposed to clip it on your jacket.
其实是一个就是我们可以别在我们衣服上的一个箭
You know, like that or something. Okay, you put on your jacket. Don't put on your tie, I'll mess up your tie. And how many of you are familiar with this verse, this card, yeah?
我们当中有多少人熟悉这里面的经文呢?
I think that many of us are familiar with this verse.
我相信我们大家应该很多人都应该熟悉这段经文。
I think on one hand it reminds the Father how important his role is.
一方面呢，这段经文提醒了我们，就是我们的父亲是一个很非常重要的角色。
Or maybe on another hand, like how blessed a father is.
另外一方面也提醒我们，就是我们的父亲是多么的受祝福。
But I think on another from another perspective, kind of brings out the father as a warrior.
但是另外呢，我觉得就是这里也可以看出，就是呢，我们父亲呢是好像就觉得是一个勇士。
With their weapon.
他们手上拿着武器。
Their arrows and bow.
他们手上有弓和箭。
So someone asked me last week, Pastor Alex, are you gonna preach from this? Can you teach us about this?
那上周呢，有人问我，就是 Alex 长老，我们是不是要从这个要讲这一段经文呢？
So I spent some time to meditate on this passage, and we'll share from it today.
所以呢，我也就是思考了这段经文。那我们今天呢，就来分享这段经文。
Why don't we bow our heads and go to the Lord and ask Him to speak to each and every one of us?
那我们今天一起来低头来到神的面前。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us here on this Sunday as it is Father's Day. And yet I thank our chairman that although we do sincerely appreciate our fathers today, we have the wonderful privilege of being able to call you, the Creator God, our Heavenly Father.
我们的天父，我们呢，今天非常的感谢你，在这个主日来到你的面前崇拜你，就像我们今天主席所提到的，就是我们有这个特权，称作你为我们的天父，这是我们的荣耀。I
pray, Lord, today that you would help us to understand the role of preaching your word in the life of the church.
那今天呢，希望神能帮助我们，就是我们在讲，就是关于。
Specifically, Lord, as your word is being preached, the word of God is being preached, how important that is to the life of the church.
特别是今天你的话语，我们在传扬你的话语的时候，我们要意识到，就是你的话语对我们教会来说是多么的重要。
But Lord, whenever we do this, we need your help.
但是神我们知道我们不管无论何时我们都需要你的帮助。
It is your spirit that brings the conviction of your word to life.
因为是你的圣灵使这些话呢在我们心中成活。
And it is your grace that enables our hearts to be softened to receive your message for us.
是你的恩典使我们的内心软化从而我们能够聆听你的教诲。
So help us, we pray.
我们请求你帮助我们。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Picture that I remember seeing in a little photograph.
我呢就是记得有这么一幅画面。
And the picture is of a little boy dressed up as a pirate.
那这个画面上呢是一个小男孩。他呢把自己装扮成一个海盗一样。
Full blown, the red bandana tied around his head.
就像那个海盗头上绑着一个红带子。
He had an eye patch.
有那个戴着那个眼罩。
He had his sleeves of his shirt were torn.
他的袖子呢是撕破的。
The legs of his pants were torn.
他的裤腿也是撕破的。
He had a pirate's mustache.
他也有那个把自己贴上了那个海盗的胡子。
And then this little boy had a pirate sword.
他手上也拿着那个海盗用的剑。
Pirate sword was made out of a fishing pole.
那个海盗的剑呢是用钓鱼的鱼竿做的。
And then the guard for the hand was made out of a tennis ball cut in half.
那手上的戴着手罩呢是那个用网球做的。
And you can see that standing next to this pirate,was this beautiful little princess girl.
那站在这个海盗边上呢是一个漂亮的小女孩就像公主一样的小女孩。
See that there's a picture of this boy, he's so proud because he saved the princess.
那你可以看出来在照片上可以看出来这个小男孩是非常的自豪因为他拯救了这个小公主的生命。
And this boy was so proud of being this pirate.
那这个男孩可以看出来这个男孩是非常的成为自豪成为一个海盗。
He was a good pirate.
他是一个好的海盗。
Because he saved the princess from the bad pirates.
因为他把那个这个小的公主小公主从坏的海盗手上救下来了。
And I know this because that picture was of me.
因为我知道这个为什么知道呢因为这个照片里面的人就是我。
My father had made this pirate outfit for me because I wanted to be this mean looking,Good pirate.
因为我的父亲其实是我的父亲帮我做的这套这个那个衣服，因为他知道我很想成为这个看上去很凶残的这海盗，其实是一个好的海盗。
There's no better costume than one that your father makes for you.
没有任何的化妆那个化妆服比自己父亲亲手做的更好了。
And then the little beautiful princess standing next to me was my younger sister.
那站在我边上的小女孩呢其实就是我的妹妹。
And I remember that I had this mission, I had to save her.
我记得就是我当时有这个使命我一定要拯救她。
Usually I don't like her.
通常我不是那么喜欢她的。
But today I had to save her from the bad people.
但是我今天我知道我要把她从坏人手上救下来。
That was my mission.
这就是我的使命。
That was my goal.
这是我的目标。
I think every little boy,
我知道每个小男孩
When they're little,
当他们小的时候
he wants to be something great.
他想成为一个伟大的人物
he wants to do something great.
他也想做一些大事情
if you don't believe me,
如果你不相信我的话
you can go and ask any little boy at our church today.
你可以去问我们教会的任何一个小男孩
ask them, what do you want to do
你问他们
when you grow up?
你问他们你长大以后你想做什么
And I will promise you
我可以向你保证
that not one little boy
没有一个男孩会
will say I want to sit in an office to make enough money to pay the bills
没有一个男孩会说我要在办公室里做工挣很多的钱
You see somewhere along the way we have to face that reality
但是我知道我们接下去他们接下去的生活会面临这些问题
But in the heart of little boys
但是在现在这些小男孩的内心深处
They don't want to just sit in office.
他们并不想坐在办公室里
They want to build.
他们想建造
They want to save things.
他们想拯救东西
They like to try to create something.
他们想创造一些东西。
You give a little boy a cape.
你如果给一个男孩一件风衣的话。
You give him a sword or a lightsaber.
你或者给他一把剑。
You give him a lightsaber, 怎么叫？ You know, Star Wars.
那个。
电剑。有电剑。You give him a box, some boxes.
你给他们一些盒子。
And you'll see what that little boy does.
你会看到这些孩子会把他们变成什么。
They live in a world of building, saving.
他们活在一个就是一个建造和拯救的一个世界里。
They want to do something great.
他们想做一些大事情。
In the heart of every boy is this desire to be a hero.
在每一个小男孩的内心深处，他们都期望自己成为一个英雄。
But not all boys play with swords and play with guns.
但并不是说每个男孩都玩枪玩剑。
Even if you only give boys stuffed animals.
但是甚至呢，就是你只是给一个男孩子一个小小玩具熊。
I know one of my closest friends. He said I didn't grow up with swords or guns or balls to play with.
我一个好朋友其实跟我讲过，他我从小其实并没有玩着剑、玩着枪或者玩着球长大。
I said what did you play with?
我就问他你玩什么呢
？He said I only had girls around me.
他说我身边只有女孩子。
I'd play with dolls.
我只有和玩那些
洋娃娃。And I asked another little boy just within this last year.
我去年也问过另外一个小男孩。
And he said he loves to play with his stuffed animals.
他说他很喜欢玩他的玩具小熊。
And I said, what do you do with the stuffed animals?
那我问他你玩什么呢这些。
He said, I play with them on my bed.
我在床上玩。
What do? You sleep with them?
你和这小熊睡觉吗
No, he says, I take my blankets and I build.All these rooms for them, these caves and places for them.
他说我用我的床单啊，给这些小熊造房子、造洞。
You see, even this little boy, when he only has stuffed animals to play with, he's building a little world.
那你有没有看到呢？甚至这个小男孩只有熊和床单，他也在建造。
And I can imagine he's probably trying to fight the bad teddy bears to save the doll.
我也可以想象到，他或许就是有一些坏熊啊，可以和好。
Because even as he's playing with teddy bears, this little boy wants to do something great.
虽然他只是在玩他的小熊，但他也想内心深处也想。
Teddy bear sitting at an office desk, drinking his coffee.
他并没有把这些小熊放在他的办公桌上喝着咖啡。
He's going to want to do something great with what he's building.
他想就是按照他所有的，他要做一些大的事情。
I know that some little boys they only have video games to play with.
我知道有些男孩子就是也有就是玩一些电子游戏。
And I remember talking to a little boy who played this game. He said he played it with all his friends.
我记得有个男孩子跟我讲过，他玩这个电子游戏，他和所有的朋友都玩过这个。
And in this video game, I said, "What's so good about that video game?"
我就问他为什么这个电子游戏这么好玩呢
？And he said, "It's actually really simple."
他说其实是很简单的一个游戏。
All you do is you go around foraging for supplies and different things.
其实这个游戏非常的简单，你其实去就是周围寻找一些寻找一些食物和东西。
And then what you do with your friends is you build things.
那你和你朋友呢一起建造一些东西。
I said, what is this game called?
那我就问他这个游戏叫什么名字呢
？He says, you don't know.
他说你不知道吗？
I said, no, I don't.
我跟他说我不知道这个游戏。
You're so dumb.
他说你这么。
I said, I don't play video games. What's the name?
我就问他这个游戏叫什么。
He said, it's called Minecraft.
他说叫做 Minecraft.
He said, everybody plays Minecraft.
他说每个人都玩这个游戏。
Even my dad plays Minecraft.
甚至我的父亲也玩这个游戏。
You don't play Minecraft?
你难道不玩这个游戏吗
I'm sorry, I don't know.He said, you should try it. It's really fun. You get to build things.
他说你应该试一试你在这个玩具里你可以建造很多东西。
I said, why don't you come to my house one day? I'll teach you how to build something real out of wood.
我就跟他说那你还不如来到我家里了我教你如何建造一些真正的东西。
Why? Why do little boys and adult men play Minecraft?
那我就在想为什么一个小男和一个大人都会玩这个游戏。
Why does a little boy who plays with teddy bears build a whole kingdom for his teddy bears?
那一个男玩小熊玩具的男孩子想在给他的熊小熊玩具建造一个王国呢
Because it's showing something in the heart of a man.
那这就是我们从这当中就可以看出来就是我们男人内心的事
Because it shows that God put a desire in the heart of a man.
我们知道神其实在男人的心中放了一个愿望。
That even when God created man,
当神造了男人的时候
He put this desire in him,
他把这个愿望也放在了这个男人的心中。
To be able to build and to take care of what he built and to do something great.
那这个愿望就是他能够建造并且保护他所建造的。而且
do something great.
那要做一些并且做一些大事情。
You can see that even in Genesis chapter 2, 15. Let's get that picture out here.
我们可以在那个创世纪第二章第十五节也可以看到。
What does it say? It says, the Lord God, he took the man, this is before Eve, he took the man and he put him in the garden of Eden to work it and to keep it.
那在创世纪二章十五节是这样说的：耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
Now this is before chapter 3, which is the fall of man and sin.
那第二章呢是在第三章之前，第三章呢就开始讲了我们人类的堕落了。
So working in the garden is not a punishment.
那在伊甸园里工作并不是一种处罚。
Some men feel like their work is a punishment from God.
那有些人呢，或有些男人或许会感觉到，就是他们的工作是从神而来的，对他的惩罚。
Man, Adam, if you, why did you have to sin and make me have to work this hard?
或许你会这么想，亚当，你为什么要犯罪呢？使我那我现在要这样努力的工作。
But actually, here you see that God put man in the garden for this privilege and this responsibility to take care of the garden.
那你从这里看到其实神将男人放在园中就是给他这个特权去照顾这个园子。
I don't know if you ever thought about this before, but God didn't have to give man this job and this privilege.
我不知道你曾经有没有这么想过神其实并不需要把这个工作交给人。
God could have created a desire in the man just to be lazy. Oh, he did that, I'm sorry. You know, that men don't have to work.
那神其实也可以创造一个男人其实并不需要工作。
He could have allowed the garden to be cared for by another means.
其实神也可以让其实通过任何的另外的一种方式来照顾这个园子。
But he didn't.
但是他没有这样做。
He placed man in the garden to work it and to keep it.
他把这人放在这个院子里，让他修护看守这个院子。
He put that desire in the heart of man to delight in working and keeping it.
他把这个愿望放在了这个人的内心深处，所以这个人当这个人在做这样工作的时候，他的内心有喜乐。
This word here for work is very interesting.
那这个字在这里就是工作这个字是非常有趣的。
This word for work in the Hebrew has this very layered concept, these layered ideas in there.
那这个字就是工作这个字在希伯来语当中就是有非常多层面的意思。
And one of the ideas that this word work has is the concept of being devoted to your work.
那其中一个呢，就是在这个字上面呢，我们看到就是有一个概念呢，就是忠诚的就去做一项事情。
So this is the picture, the idea, the picture of a man who has this desire put in him to be devoted to what he does.
那我们在这里所能看到的呢，就是在这个人内心当中，神呢把这个愿望放在这个人内心，那这个人呢就有这种忠诚的去做好这项。
It's not just work that a man is devoted to.
那不仅仅是说这个人忠诚的去做这样事情。
It also has the idea that man is willing to be devoted to do this work for another.
那另外一层意思呢，就是这个人呢去忠，另外的一层意思就是这个人要去忠诚的去为他人做这个工作。
Wow, did you see that picture?
你有没有看到这个这幅画
？That a man is willing to pour himself in, a man is willing to be devoted to his labors for another.
你有没有看到呢？这个男人呢，愿意把自己全身的投入，他愿意忠诚的去为他人去做工。
That's what's inside of the heart of a man.
这就是我们男人内心深处的。
Today, as we celebrate Father's Day.
那今天呢，当我们庆祝父亲节的时候
，Isn't that what we celebrate in fathers？
那这就是我们所庆祝的吗
？Now we know we all didn't have perfect fathers。
我们都知道我们没有完美的父亲。
But when we see and think about all the different men who have played a significant role in our life, isn't that what we're usually thankful for.
那当我们想一想就是在我们一生当中周围影响就是我在我们周围影响我们的所有的男人那我们是不是我们都是我们想到这些的时候我们就是为这些人而庆祝。
Isn't that what we're here to celebrate on Father's Day? Men, not just a father, but the men who have played a significant role in my life because I could see they have...A devotion to their labor and this willingness to do this for another.
那我们今天在这里不仅仅是庆祝我们的父亲，我们也是要庆祝在我们就是影响我们生活的所有的男人，并且这些男人把他们的就是为我们忠诚的工作努力。
Now I don't remember where I saw this quote. I don't know where. I don't remember where I read it.
我不记得就是我在哪里读过。
But I summarize this observation from someone here.
但是呢，我就是在总结了就是我读到的这些。
Can you guys see? I'm so sorry that. So our AV team needs to adjust this. Make sure you guys can see. Okay? This is a little hint. Okay. So it says, men devote themselves to build houses and then cities.
那这里我们可以 看到男人献身于建造 房子城市。
Then they devote themselves to guarding and securing these homes and their cities.
并且看守保护他们的家园和城池。
But look at this, look at this. But they don't do this for themselves alone, but for their families.
但是我们要看到这一点他们不仅是为自己更是为了他们的家人。
Now again, you may say, I don't have a perfect father.
或许你还会说我没有一个完美的父亲。
But this is the heart of man.
但是这个是一个男人的内心。
Men love to build.
男人爱建造。
After they build it, they want to secure it, they want to guard it.
当他们建造完了以后他们要保护这个。
But they usually don't do that just for themselves.
但是他们这样做呢不是为了自己。
They're willing to do that for others.
他们呢愿意这样做是为了他人。
And that's why men...Today, as we celebrate fathers, I want to celebrate these men more like that.
所以今天呢，我们不仅仅是庆祝我们的父亲，我们是为了所有的男人而庆祝。
Amen. Do we celebrate men like that?
我们要为这样的男人而庆祝。
That's why these sisters and the children, they printed out these cards for us.
所以呢，我们这些孩子呢，就是把这些卡片送给我们。
We want to remember men in our lives.
我们要就是纪念我们生命当中的男人。
We want to celebrate men who have had a role in our life.
我们呢要为这些曾经就是影响过我们生命的男人而庆祝。
And so I'm here today not just to celebrate my dad, my baba, my father.
那我今天呢在这里不仅仅是为了要祝福我的父亲。
Right? But I'm here to celebrate.All the men who have played a role in my life.
那我今天，我们今天呢，就是我今天呢要在这里呢祝福所有的男人，就是对我生命有影响的人。
As a child of the living God.
作为一个我们的我们一个活神活着的神的孩子。
Because I am a Christian.
因为我是一位信徒。
Because I'm proud to say that I'm a child of God by Jesus's blood.
那我很自豪地说通过主耶稣的宝血我是神的孩子。
I have two families.
我有两个家庭。
One is my biological family.
那另一个家庭呢，就是我自身的家庭。
I'm part of the Liu clan.
那我就是刘氏的这个家族。
刘家。Sometimes when my mom gets mad at something, I do, 这个就是刘家这样子。Right, she'll say, hey, when you do something wrong, that's a Liu clan blood. I'm going to get in trouble later. My mom does not like me to bring her up, okay? But I'm proud. I'm proud to be part of the Liu clan.
那我也很自豪成为我们刘氏家族的一员。
And I celebrate you, Dad, today.
那我今天也祝福我的父亲。
All my bad habits, right, Mom, came from Dad. But I'm also, because of my faith,
但是我也知道因为我的信心
I'm part of another family.
我也是另外一个家庭的一员。
I'm part of the eternal family.
我也是另外这个就是永生的这个家庭的一员。
I'm part of the family that has been rescued by the blood of Jesus.
我是这个被通过耶稣保险的家庭。
I am part of a family where we share the same Holy Spirit in us.
我也是这个我们分享这个同一个圣灵的这个家庭的一员。
I am part of a family that bears the name of Jesus.
我也是这个我也是这个家庭就是称主耶稣
And I,
主耶
稣的
名的家庭的一员。
And I am proud.I am proud to be a part of the family of the name of Jesus.
我非常的自豪，我是这个称主耶稣为名的这个家庭的一员。
Every true believer,
每一个真正的信徒
should be proud to be a part of the family of the name of Jesus.
每一个真正的信徒都应该为成为就是称主耶稣。为名的这个家庭一员而自豪。
And one of the benefits of being a part of this family,
那成为这个家庭一员的其中的一个好处是什么呢？
Is I don't only have one father.
是因为我其中一个好处就是我不仅仅只有一位父亲。
And of course that we share the most perfect and loving heavenly father.
但是当然我们呢分享这一位就是完美的非常十分完美的这位天父。
But I have men who have acted as father figures in my life.
但是呢我也在这个家庭里有就是那些男人就是在影响我就是我把他们当作父亲的形象来看的这些男人。
Men who have helped to shape me.
有这些人就是曾经塑造了我
to influence me
影响了我
and I won't name all of these men
我不会一一指名
but I will say that on a Father's Day I think of you and I appreciate you
但是呢我要告诉你就是在父亲节这天我也纪念你我也感谢你
in areas of your life you have been a model for me
在有些生活的方面你是我的模范
So this is a picture of the card I want to put up here. This is a picture of the card that was given to every father.
那这张卡片就是每个父亲所收到的。
And I want to talk about this a little bit today.
那我想呢就是来谈论一下这张卡片上的信息。
See what it says.
那我们再来看看这上面。
It begins by saying that children are a heritage from the Lord.
那开始是这样写的，儿女是耶和华所赐的礼物。
Children are a heritage from the Lord.
孩子儿女是耶和华所赐的礼物。
What does that mean?
那这是指什么呢？
Well, this word heritage is also often translated in the Old Testament as inheritance.
那这个礼物在这里也是在旧约里面有时候也把它翻译成产业或者遗产。
And it was used over 50 times in the book of Joshua.
那在约书亚这本书里面呢，这个字呢用了50多次。
As the word inheritance.
那把它当作就是产业。
Remember what Joshua was about.
那么记不记得约书亚是怎样一个人呢？
The Israelites have exited from Egypt.
那当以色列人出了埃及以后
And they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
他们在旷野里徘徊
And in Joshua is where they enter into what? The what? The what? Say it. The promised land.
那耶稣亚呢是带领他们进入这个应许之地的。
And then as they entered into the promised land through various battles and trials,
那他们呢是通过非常多的战争而后面以后才进入了
这个应许之地。This land belongs to God.
那这片土地是属于神的。
And he gives it as an inheritance to his people.
那神呢把这片土地呢当作产业呢给了他的子民。
There are different tribes of the people of Israel.
那以色列呢有不同的支派。
And he, the Lord God, says this land is the Lord's. He's giving it to you tribe as a what? As an inheritance, as a heritage, as an inheritance.
那神呢把 这些土地呢给了不同的支派作为他们的产业。
This land was meant to give his people security for their future.
那这些土地呢其实 给了这、
okay. yeah, yeah.
给了他的子民呢是让他们有一个保障在以后。
All right, think about that, remember that.
你要记得这一点。
This land was given as inheritance to, as a security for their future.
那这个土地呢是当作产业给这些人啊所以他们以后呢有个保障。
And this land given to them was not earned.
那这片土地给他们呢并不是他们所赚得的。
They didn't earn the land.
他们没有赚取这片土地。
God gave them the land.
神呢把这片土地给了他们。
As an inheritance.
作为产业给了他们。
Other translations use the word as a gift.
那其他的翻译可以把它翻译成就是作为一个礼物给了他们。
For the security of their future.
那使他们的未来呢有一个保障。
Okay, we're going to come back to that, but I just want to show you that that's the word heritage there.
那我们后面呢还会回到这里来。
And then the card says,
那这卡片上还说
this is the part that we all love. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth.
那卡片上也说犹如战士手中的剑。
Yep. Does it say hand of a warrior?
Yeah.
Yeah? That's what it says, right? What's warrior in Chinese?
Wow.
I think that's why they give us this card.
我想这就是他们给我们这张卡片的原因。
The children want fathers to be warriors.
这些孩子呢想他们的父亲成为这些战士。
Well, actually, it's just those two sisters who like printed all these. You know, they want all the men to be warriors.
其实就是这两位姐妹就是准备这两个。
But everybody loves this part. Arrows in the hands. Children are like arrows in the hands of a warrior. You just picture this warrior with...war paint on his face and just like, rah,
那我知道我们
shooting my children out.
那我们大家都很喜爱这节经文
right? Come on, did you translate that? Like face paint.
我们大家都喜欢这段经文因为我们可以想象自己是一个战士
Can you picture your father sweating with war paint shooting you out back? Rah, rah, I only have one. Where's the...
我们可以想象
What happens if you only have one? Oh man, you're like, can't shoot anybody out.But so we have this picture. Sometimes it's like fathers are shooting their children out into the world. Boom, boom.
那我们可以想象到，就是这幅画面，就是父亲把他们手中的剑，就是他们孩子射到这个世界上。
With this verse, everyone wants to be Pastor James. I at least need five. Bang, bang.
那我们读了这段经文，大家都想成为James 长老，有五个孩子。
You're like, man, he's got a lot of arrows.
他手中有非常多的剑。
Why was I in China? I only have one. That's it.
那我们在中国的时候，我们只有一个，在中国的话只有一个剑。
And you're like, where is it? Where'd it go? 掉了。Right? You have one. Man, but you know what? Children, in a way, are like arrows.
那从一方面讲就是我们的孩子就像其实就像这个剑
Bows and arrows are really important to a warrior.
那弓和剑呢对一个战士来说是非常的重要的
The bow has to be tuned well.
那这个弓箭呢是要好好的调整的
You can watch a video on this, but people making bows out of wood.
你也可以看到就是从录像上可以看到就是人们呢从那个木从用木头来做弓
I have to confess, I saw one.
我要向大家承认，我其实看到过。
It's like 30 minutes long.
三十分钟长。
And I enjoyed every minute.
那我非常的就是享受这部影片。
But see, you can't have a weapon of a bow without what? Without those arrows.
那你如果有功的话，你没有剑的话，人就不不能用。
But see, in these days, they didn't just go to Walmart to go buy arrows.
那个时候，当然就是你不能买不到这种剑。
They had to make their arrows out of wood branches.
你自己呢，得自己做这个剑。
Do you know how hard that is to make an arrow out of wood?
那你们知不知道从木头做剑是多么的困难呢
？Wood is naughty, like naughty knots.
那木头是木头是挺不听话的。
Yeah, yeah, no, 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 不是不乖。English knots is like you know, 结 you know.
Oh, knot.
You know, like knots. You know, like knot. Like this, right? Like knots. You see these knots right here? This is a knot.
木头是有很多木头结的。
Okay. 不是不乖 but knots are 不乖 okay? Knots are not good for woodworkers.
那其实木头是很难做的。
There's a lot of crooked parts in wood, the grain.
那也有很多就是不整齐歪曲的地方。
You have to take so much time to work on wood to actually get it that straight, to fly right.
其实你要花非常多的时间就是要从木头上做一把剑。
I guarantee that there were bad arrow makers.
我知道有很多就是人做不好剑。
The lazy arrow maker.
那一些比较那些懒的人做
剑。And then it's like, ah, 够了够了 yeah, yeah, it's about enough, it's good enough.
他做了一些他就觉得好、right. 已经够好了。
Men who say, ah, it's good enough.
他就觉得已经够好了。
And then you go out.
那你在用的时候。
And everyone's like, oh, we see that bear. You take the shot.
Oh, yeah.
And then every man says, I want to take that shot. I want to take that shot.And the arrow goes crooked. Oh, should have spent more time on that arrow.
那你用的时候你就知道你这把剑没有做好。
So one commentary, one pastor actually helped me really understand how are children like arrows. We're going to look at that for a moment.
那其实有一位牧师呢，就是他写的东西呢，让我真正了解到了。
Number one, children need to be carefully shaped, and it requires time and patience.
那第一点我学到的呢，就是孩子呢，就是其实是需要我们花很多的时间和耐心去塑造他们的。
Fathers，
特别是父亲们
，You need to spend time with your children。
你需要和花时间和你的孩子在一起。
I've heard it said before。
我曾经听到有人这样说。
It's not the quantity that matters。
数量并不重要。
It's the quality。
质量才是重要的。
And many men are laughing. Yeah, that's right.
那很多男人都是这样认为。
It is the quality, not the quantity.
质量比数量更重要。
That is a lie.
其实这是不对的。
Whoever said that is lying.
不管是谁说的这句话，都是在欺骗。
Children need the time of their fathers.
孩子需要父亲和他们花时间。
It takes time.And patience to shape an arrow to fly right.
你要塑造一个好的箭，能飞的箭，就需要花时间和耐心。
There was a story of a little boy who wanted to play with his father.
那有个故事呢，是这样讲，就一个小男孩想和他的父亲玩。
And so he kept asking his father, "Dad, can we play? Can we play? Can we?" Can we spend some time together?
那他一直在问他父亲，问他的父亲，我们可不可以一起玩
？Dad said, "I'm busy."
那父亲说我很忙。
I'm so busy, son.
他和儿子说我很忙。
What are you doing, Dad?
你做什么呢，爸爸
？Son, I gotta work.
我要工作。
I gotta pay the bills.
我需要赚钱养家。
I'm too busy for you today.
我今天非常的忙。
He said, "Wow, Dad, you gotta work so much."
那孩子说你为什么你
How much do you make an hour?
那你赚多少钱呢
？Dad's like, well, if I think about my work, probably maybe about $50 an hour.
那父亲就说大概50块钱一个小时左右。
But、don't bother me.
不要来打扰我。
And then 1 hour later.
那一个小时以后。
That boy comes back to his father.
那这个男孩子又回来了。
He had broken his piggy bank open.
那他呢把他的那个就是储蓄罐呢打破了。
He said, "Dad."
他说爸爸。
I have $25.
他说我有25块钱。
Can you play with me for 30 minutes?
那你可以玩和我玩半个小时吗
？Fathers, you have to spend time with your children.
父亲们，你们一定要和孩子花时间。
Your children need you.
你的孩子需要你。
They need you to invest in them.
你要向你的孩子需要你的投入。
You need to invest in your children.
你需要向你的孩子投入。
If you do not have children, men,
如果你没有孩子的话
you are a man of God.
你是神的人
invest in the children of the church.
那你呢就像你教会里的孩子投入。
I love to see single or married men who do not have children and they are pouring themselves into the children of this church.
我非常的喜爱就是在这个教会里我们看到有单身的男人并且还有结过婚没有孩子的男人在我们向我们教会的孩子投入。
I love that.
我非常的喜爱看到这个场景。
If you single women see a single man who's pouring his life into the children of the church,
如果你是单身的女孩子，看到这个单身的男人向我们教会里的孩子投入的时候
，You better shoot your own arrow at that man.
你应该把自己的箭射向这个男人。
That's a man who's going to love his children.
你知道这个男人会非常爱他自己的孩子。
That is a man who knows how to invest in children.
那这个男人是知道如何向孩子投入的一个男人。
Fathers, your children need you to spend time with them in patience.
父亲们，你的孩子需要你和你花时间
并且耐心
去塑造他们。
Fathers, I want to encourage you. Take time out for each of your children individually.
那父亲们，我想鼓励你们呢，要就是花时间和你每一个孩子单独花时间。
This is where you might be thankful now that you have only one.
或许你这时候你就会感谢你只有一个孩子。
Can you imagine how Pastor James is so busy if he's got to take each child individually out?
那你可以想象，就是我们James 长老如果要花时间和每一个孩子单独在一起的话，要花多少时间
？Your son needs time with his father.
你的儿子需要和他的父亲一起在一起。
To teach them in the ways of God.
去教导他们用神的心意去教导他们。
To model for them what it looks like to be a man who is passionate for God.
那成为他们心中的一个模范。
Don't just put up a sign in your house that me and my house serve the Lord.
你不仅仅是要把这个
牌子放起来。
牌子放在家里就是我和我家是
No, you.
是侍奉耶和华的。
Okay. That is just a sign.
这只是一个牌子。
But they're going to see it in you.
但是他们想从你身上而看到。
Fathers,
父亲们
you need to take your daughters out.
你需要带你的女儿出去。
You need to take your daughters out before they start to feel weird with you.
在你女儿
Seriously.
在你女儿就是跟你和你就是有隔阂之前，你要带她出去。
You got to take her out.
你要带她出去。
Spend time with her.
和她一起花时间。
Because I've seen it.
我曾经看到过。
You see little girls who just love their father. They're always hugging their father. They're always jumping on their father.
你们看到一个小女孩的话，总是想要拥抱她的父亲，要爬到她父亲身上
去。And the father's loving that little girl.
那父亲是非常爱这个小女孩。
Loving those kisses.
那也很喜欢和女儿亲热。
Loving that affection.
就很喜欢这种亲热。
But the father doesn't keep that up.
但是父亲没有
继续的这样子。
没有继续的。
And then the daughter starts to get into teenage years.
那当女儿到十几岁的时候，青春期的时候。
And she's starting to feel a little awkward.
那她呢就感觉很奇怪了。
She wants to hug her father.
她想拥抱她的父亲。
She sees her father as the same man.
他感觉他的父亲是同样一个人。
But her father doesn't hug her anymore.
但是他的父亲呢，不再拥抱他了。
So she starts feeling weird about herself.
所以呢，他感觉自己也很奇怪。
She's trying to find a man who will tell her that she's pretty.
他呢，就是试图要找到一个男人去来告诉他自己说他是一个漂亮
的女人。She's trying to find a man in this world who will love her.
他呢，要试图找一个在这个世上找一个男人去爱他。
So she's looking for love in all the wrong places.
那她呢就在错误的地方寻找这种爱。
Because she needed a father who would show her that love and tell her that she's beautiful.
因为她需要有这样一位父亲去爱她，去告诉她她是一位美丽的女孩子。
Fathers, take your daughters out on a date.
那父亲们啊，要带你们的女孩子出去。
Number two, arrows need to be given care, or they will not fly straight.
那第二点就是呢，就是箭呢需要被小心的照顾的，否则呢，他们不会。不会直线的飞。
Men,
男人们
，I know that we are taught to be tough.
我知道我们所受的教育呢，是我们要，要强
壮。I know that we love being tough.
我们也很想，很喜欢成为一个强壮的人。
My dad's a tough guy.
我的父亲是一个强壮的人。
That's a Liu Jia. Tough.
是非常强壮。
Maybe we're all taught to be tough.
我知道我们所接受的教育就是我们要成为一个
My dad taught me to be tough.
我的父亲也告诉我要成为一个强壮的男人。
But are we also tender?
但是呢，同时呢，我们也是温柔的。
Are we? That's a question. 我们是不是温柔的？
我们那同时呢，我们是不是也是温柔的呢
？You know the Bible says about fathers.
那圣经上是怎么描述父亲
？Look at Ephesians 6:4.
那我们来看一看以弗所书六章四节。
It says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger. Don't exasperate them, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord."
那以弗所书六章四节是这样说的：你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Look at what Colossians says.
那我们看看哥罗西书是怎么说的
：Fathers, don't provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
The world tells fathers to be tough, 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 tough.
那这个世界呢，告诉父亲你要非常的强壮，强壮。
If you ever worked with wood before,
那你呢？如果曾经你做过木头活的话
，especially if you're trying to make something really narrow like an arrow,
特别是你如果想做一件非常窄细窄的东西，就像箭。
You have to have so much care as you carve that wood.
你当你在雕这个木头的时候 你得非常非常的小心
You have to be firm.
但是你也要非常的坚定我有时候呢会雕木头
Sometimes you don't even use the power of your arm You use the thumb of your other hand to push the blade firmly
所以我的经验呢就是有时候你得非常的小心、你甚至不能用你手臂的力量你得用你手指的力量去雕
It has to be firm.
但是你也要 很坚强坚定
But very careful.
但是非常的小心
Because if you push too hard, you could break the wood.
但是如果一旦你稍微用力一点，你可以把这片木头给雕碎、雕破了。
That's what the Bible is telling fathers.
那这就是圣经上所告诉我们作为父亲的。
Don't break the wood.
不要把这块木头弄碎、弄破。
Don't break your children down.
你不要把你的孩子压垮。
You gotta be firm.
你要坚定
Lead them in the ways of the Lord.
按照神的心意带领他们
But you have to have care.
但是你要小心翼翼
You have to have tenderness.
你要有这颗温柔的心
That is the second point.
那这就是第二点
Third, they must be aimed and given direction or they will not find it on their own.
那第三点呢就是这些孩子呢你一定要给这些孩子，你的孩子呢目标和方向，否则他们找不到自己的目标和方向。
Men, I need you to know this morning.
男人们，我需要你们认识到这一点。今天
，The responsibility of the next generation is on us.
那你的下一代的责任就是在你们身上。
不只是你的下一代，下一代的责任，The next not just your next
子孙后代
，It is just.All of the next generation, that's on us.
你所有的子孙后代的责任都在你的身上。
Not just your family.
不仅仅是你的下一代，你所有的子孙后代。
The Bible makes very, very clear.
那圣经上讲得很清楚。
Men are called to be the leaders of the home and of the church.
那圣经上讲得很清楚，男人是这一家之主和教会的之主。
What are you leading for?
那你带领什么呢
？What are you a leader of?
那你是什么的领导人呢
？What are you the leader of just to make sure the floor is vacuumed？
那你作为一个代理人领导人，你就是为了保证就是地上是干净的。
You're the leader to make sure we all get food。
我们有食物吃。
You're a leader of to help form and shape the next generation.
那你是这位带领人啊、是要啊、塑造我们的子孙后代的这位带领人。
Every great man that I can think of invests in the next generation.
每一个伟大的男人都是在、他们的子投入到他们的子孙后代的事业当中的。
I can remember the men in my life.
我也能够记得就是在我生命当中的这些男人。
Who have said a word of blessing to me.
他也说过就是一些对我祝、祝福我的话。
There are some men that hardly have spoken a word to me.
我也记得就是有些男人从来没有跟我讲过话。
But they've said one word.That redirected my course to be on the pursuit of the Lord.
但是他们讲过的唯一的一句话呢，却就是扭转了我的人生的方向。
That's a man who knows how to work on an arrow.
那这就是这样的男人呢，就是这些男人知道如何去塑造这个箭的男人。
Men, you see, we love to build ever since we're little.
那我们有没有看到我们自从我们是小男孩的时候我们就很喜爱建造
God has put in us a heart that has a desire to build
神已经把这个愿望放到了我们内心我们喜欢建造
To be devoted to our labors
我们呢对我们要忠诚的做做工
You can look at all the men today
我们可以看周围所有的男
人 Men love to build
男人非常喜爱建造
Men love to read up on things.
他们也喜爱阅读
You can see men who pour themselves into their career.
他们也把自己投入到自己的事业工作当中
Because once men have an opportunity, they want to keep working hard and build on that.
当他们有这个机会的时候，你可以看到他们要继续就是一直保持努力的工作
But men,
但是男人们
our first responsibility before God is our family.
但是男人们要请记住就是在神面前我们的最大的第一个责任就是我们的家庭
That is our first ministry
那就是我这也是我们的第一个事工
That is our first mission field
那这是我们的第一个第一个就是
第一个这个
传福
That's it That's our mission field
这就是我们第一个的就是福音宣道的工作
Don't just come to church to serve the Lord
你 不仅仅是来到教会来服侍神
Your first ministry starts at home
那你的第一个的宣教福音的工程就是在家里开始
We pour all of our time and our energy into our career
我们呢投入很多的精力和时间在事业上
We pour all of our time and energy into video games. Some men love video games still.
我们在那个电子游戏上也投入很多的精力和时间。
Why do you pour so much into your career and into video games?
那你为什么在你的事业和游戏上花这么多时间呢?
Because you have a desire to level up.
To what?
Level up, you know, get to the next level.
因为你的内心深处呢有这个愿望就是你得要往上升。
You work so hard, work so hard. You're sweating. You're working hard. No, you're 电动,
打,
电动
打电子游戏
也是工作也是工作工作哦工作 And you're, oh, it's hard to sweat. And then you get a promotion.
那你呢就能够就是升职了
You got leveled up on your game.
那你在游戏上呢也能够升职
And how do you feel?
那你就如何感觉如何呢
Oh, you feel good.
你感觉非常的好
That's when men start walking around like this.
所以呢，你就走路就开始这样子大摇大摆了。
I leveled up.
我提升了，我。
I spent all that time.
我花了所有的时间。
I spent 2 weeks on this video game.
我花了两个礼拜在这个电子游戏上。
Wife asked, "Why are you so happy?"
那人家问他，你为什么这么开心呢
？I know you didn't see me for the last 2 weeks.
我知道你两个礼没有没两个礼拜没见我了。
I leveled up.
因为我上升了。
Man, no.You got to level up your family.
你应该把你的家庭提升。
You need to level up the church.
你应该把教会提升。
You want to pour in.
你要投入。
You got to pour into what God wants you to pour into.
你应该投入神所希望你投入的。
Doesn't mean don't work in your career.
并不是你不投入你在你的工作
上不投入。It means that if you are able to lead people in your workplace,
如果你能够在你的工作场所带领其他的人。
If you're able to plan for projects in your workplace and you put so much heart in that.
如果你能够在就是你的工作上所做的那个项目的话，你可以带领这么多的人。
Men who love to brag, how many people that they have employed?
那你呢就可能会炫耀就是我有多少的员工。
I lead all these people at work.
我带领所有的这些人在工作。
I've helped my workplace to level up.
我呢带领着我的工作呢慢慢的提升上升了。
Are you leading your family?
但是同时你有没有在带领你的家人呢家庭。
You leading your wife?
你有没有带领你的妻子呢
You leading your children?
你有没有带领你的孩子呢
You helping them to level up?
那你有没有带领他们上升呢
If you look at this card,
当你看这张卡片的时候
You gotta remember that.
你要记得。
You gotta remember that.
你一定要记得这。
And I think that's part of it.
这是其中的一部分。
Because there's a lot of verses not on this card.
因为有很多的经文。
This verse is part of a whole psalm.
这几卷经文呢，其实只是整个诗篇当中的几段经文。
And one of the key sentences of verse 5 is not even included on this.
在这里有一个非常重要的经文，就是第五节也没有写在这上面。
So yeah, I think we can take some of that imagery and we borrowed it.
其实那所以我觉得我们可以呢，就是借用这些形象。
And we did that.
我们已经这样做了。
But it's missing some stuff.
但是呢，仍旧就是我们有些东西呢，没有就是没有在这个卡片上面。
Let's look at actually these verses with the final verse in there.
那我们 来其实来除了这些经文在卡片上我们来看看其他这些重要的经文。
It says, like arrows in the hands of a warrior are the children of one's youth.
那就这段经文就是好像勇士手中的剑。
Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them.
箭袋充满的人更变为有福。
Okay, that's where it stops.
我们就在这里停下。
No, that's where the card stops.
这个卡片其实就在写到这里为止。
But what does the rest say?
那接下去的经文怎么说的呢
？He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate.
他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
What does that mean?
那这是什么意思呢
？Remember, we talked about it earlier, and I said, don't forget that point, yeah?
记不记得我们前面提过
？What are we saying? We talked about it. In those days, it was all about having a large number of children.
那在那个时候的生活呢，就是。你越多的孩子越好。
If God gave you a large number of children, that was a blessing.
那如果神给你很多孩子，这就是祝福。
You needed a large number of children back then.
那个时候你需要很多的孩子。
At the gate is where all the other men gather.
那这些男人呢，就聚集在城门口。
How do you got not be put to shame with his enemies in the gate?
他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。
You have a large number of children.
那如何才不至于羞愧呢？是需要你有很多的孩子。
A large number of children meant that you had security for your future.
那个时候，如果你有很多孩子呢，
Remember,
就是指呢，你的未来呢是有保障了。
Why did God give this phrase of a blessing to people? Why did God give the land to Israel? Why did he do that?
那神神为什么要把这段经文给给这些人呢？神为什么要把这个土地给以色列人呢？
As what?
是作为什么呢？
Security for their future.
是作为他对他们未来的一种保障。
The context of this little warrior concept here.
那在这个勇士这个概念。
Is that you would have a large number of children because God is securing your future.
那这个勇士呢，是指就是你有很多的孩子，那你的未来呢就有了保障。
Right, that's back in those days.
那这个是呢，是指当时的这种生活。
So if you needed a large number of children, which means a secure future.
那当时呢，就是如果你有一大群的孩子，那你的未来就有了保障。
Where does children come from?
那孩子是从哪里来的
？Who do children belong to, and who gives children?
那孩子又是属于谁的呢？谁赐给你孩子呢？
Look at verse 1 again, or verse 3, remember? Behold, children are a gift, an inheritance from who? The Lord.
那我们看第三节，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。
It's saying, blessed is the man who knows that his security of his future comes from the Lord.
这就是指，就是我们要祝福那些人，就是知道他们未来的保障是从主耶和华而来。
This psalm is really not about warriors.
这段诗篇呢，其实并不是，并不在讲这个勇士。
It's not even really about having children.
也不是指就是要需要孩子。
Because this song was not just sung by parents.
因为这个诗篇呢，不仅仅是父母所唱的。
It was sung by all the people of God.
是这诗篇是所有的属神的子民所唱的。
The people of God who knew that their men loved to build.
因为属神神的子民知道男人喜欢建造。
They knew that God put that desire in men to build and be devoted.
他们知道神把这个愿望放在了男人心中。
They knew that their men loved to pour themselves into their work, into whatever they do.
他们知道就是男人要投入自己把自己投入到事业当中。
But the question is not, will the men build?
但是这个问题呢不是说这男人会建造吗
?The question of this psalm,
那这个从诗篇当中来的问题是
,is when we build something,
当我们建造一样东西的时候
,how do we build it to last?
那我们如何能让它持久
?When we pour ourselves into building something,
当我们自己投入一项建造事业
,How do we make sure that it is not fruitless?
我们如何才能确保我们没有我们不会没有果子
?How do we make sure that what we pour into,
那我们如何才能确保那我们投入的当中
is not just empty?
不是空空的投入。
That's the question of this psalm.
那这就是诗篇出来的问题。
See, if we want to look at the whole psalm, we need to start from the beginning.
那如果我们想看整个诗篇的话。
You guys want to look at the beginning?
你们要看诗篇的开始
吗? Are you with me? Are you with me? Yes? Yeah, yes? 还是你们要出去吃饭了? It's okay, I can stop. But if you want to keep going, we'll keep going. Keep going?Okay, let's look at Psalm 127, verse 1.
那我们来看看就是这段诗篇127章第一节。
You see, unless the Lord builds the house, men,
若不是耶和华建造房屋
those who build it labor in vain.
建造的人就是枉然劳力。
Unless the Lord watches over the city that you're guarding,
若不是耶和华看守城池
the watchman stays awake.In vain.
看守的人就枉然警醒。
It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. He gives to his beloved sleep.
你们清晨早起夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭本是枉然，唯有耶和华所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
How many times do you see this word in vain?
那你们看到有几次这里提到这个字枉然。
Fruitless.
没有果子。
How many times do you see it here?
几次看到有几次。
Three, thank you, Laura. Three.
三次。
You could build all you want, man.
你可以建造所有你想做，
But unless the Lord builds the house, you build it in vain.
但是若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。
You could stay awake all night protecting your city.
你可以整夜不眠保护你的城市。
But unless the Lord watches over this city, you're staying awake in vain.
但是若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就是枉然警醒。
You could rise up early, you could work all night, going to bed late.
你可以清早起来，你可以整夜不眠。
You could lie awake all night in your anxious thoughts.
你可以整夜不眠焦虑的思考。
But unless the Lord is with you, it's all in vain.
但是除非耶和华与你同在 You see,
although God created man to have this desire to build,
有没有看到, 虽然就是神创造男人的时候, 把这个愿望放在了男人的心中, 他们要建造,
to give men strength,
他们给了男人力量,
capability,
能力,
devotion,
给了他们这种忠,
sacrifice,
忠诚和自我牺牲,
God made men industrious,
神呢让男人勤劳,
God made men smart and hardworking,
让男人呢就是辛勤的工作,
God gave us the ability to pour ourselves and be devoted in building things for other people.
那神呢也把这个建造我们的时候呢把这个放入了我们的内心我们要把自己投入为他人建造
but God did not create man to do these things apart from him.
但是呢神建造男人的时候呢并没有 让男人离开神去做这一切。
God gave us great abilities, men.
神呢赐给了男人非常大的能力。
But he did not give you those abilities to do things outside of himself.
但是呢他并没有让男人呢就是离开神去做一切。
What is the point then of this and the whole psalm?
那我们这张卡片上和这段 诗篇上的经文的重点在哪里呢?
We can work so hard in our family.
我们呢可以在家里非常的努力的工作。
We can work so hard in our ministries at church.
我们也可以在教会的事工上努力的工作。
We can work so hard in our career, making sure that our family is taken care of at home.
我们也可以努力的工作，就是保障，使我们的家庭有保障。
So that you're even anxiously thinking about it.
所以你甚至你呢就是很焦虑的一直很焦虑的思考
But if the Lord is not at the center of everything you do it all in vain.
但是如果你所做的一切神不是你的中心的话那你所做的一切都是徒劳
Men
男人们
What our families need more than your hard work
我们家庭呢其实需要不仅仅需要你努力工作但是比这需要更多的是什么呢他们所需要的在你努力的工作当中
that you make your Lord number one
你把你的神作为你最重要的
in your hard work you trust in God
在你努力工作的同时呢,你要信靠神。
And in your hard work, you trust in His ways.
在你努力工作的当中呢,你要信靠他的心意。
Men, that is what we all need from you.
男人们,这就是我们所需要的,从你们身上所需要的。
Do our families need you?
我们的家庭需要你们吗?
Yes.
是的。
Does our church need you?
我们教会需要你们吗?
Yes.
对。
But you need to make the Lord the center of everything that you do in your life.
但是你要把神作为你所做的一切的中心。
This psalm is not about warriors and children.
那这段诗篇不仅仅是指勇士和孩子。
This psalm on this Father's Day is for fathers to trust in the Lord.
这段诗篇呢就是要提醒我们在父亲节提醒大家就是我们父亲们要我们你们要信靠神。
Amen. Let's pray. Father,
父，天父,
we celebrate you today.
今天我们为你而庆祝。
You are the all-wise Father.
你是所有一切最有智慧的。
In the wisdom of your words, you remind us today.
你的话语给我们智慧，提醒我们今天。
What us as men need to do.
那提醒我们作为男人我们需要这么做。
That yes, we need to raise children up like arrows in our hands.
对,我们需要抚养我们的孩子,就像我们手中的剑。
But more importantly,
但是更重要的是,
that when we do anything,
更重要的是,当我们,不论我们做任何事情的时候,
when we pour ourselves into the things that we do,
当我们把自己投入到我们所做的事业当中的时候,
we need you.
我们需要你。
We need you to be the center.
我们需要你成我们的中心。
We need you to be the builder.
我们需要你成为那个建造者。
We need you to show us the way.
我们需要你指引我们的路。
So we need to trust in you.
我们需要信靠你。
We need to trust in your ways.
我们需要信靠你的心意。
Then we will be the men that you want us to be.
这样我们才能成为你所希望我们成为的男人。
Bless us, O Lord.
祝福我们的主。
Bless our families, O Lord.
祝福我们的家庭主。
Bless our wives, O Lord.
祝福我们的妻子。
Bless our children, O Lord.
祝福我们的孩子主。
Bless this church, O Lord.
祝福我们的教会主。
So that all of the blessings we receive will flow out of all of us and into this world.
所以我们所有我们所收到的祝福能够从我们这里啊。传扬出去的，传到这个世界上。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.